when it rolled around about December, January, and everything starts, musical chairs start again. I had a couple of different opportunities, and this opportunity presented itself, and I jumped at it.
I know it's kind of early right now, but have you defined what kind of scheme you're going to be running with that offensive line?
No, I mean it's going to be. It's a combination of an NFL type scheme. There'll be, it'll be just a mix of everything. It'll be power offense. It'll be zone offense. It'll be drop back passing. It'll be a variety of different things. But you have a lot of different coaches from a lot of different backgrounds. They bring a lot of different things. We have a lot of coaches, a lot of experience. So I think you bring the experience from all those different things where we've been and all those different places, and then you try to pick and choose to put the best thing. I think the most important thing for an offensive line, for an offense, is to fit what you do to the personnel that you have. You know, it's square peg, square hole. That's kind of what you need to be.
What did you see when you went over the film from Eric for the last few years? I'm sure you went over.
I looked at some tape. Any conversation, like I had some conversations. I've had a couple conversations with him on the phone. I'm looking forward to seeing him here in the near future. Anything that I've talked about him, it's kind of private. It's like when you have a conversation with somebody, I like to keep it private, because if it's not private, if he reads about it in a paper or on the internet, then he'll never have a conversation with me again. So I'd like to keep what I've seen him do in the past. I've discussed with the head coach and the personnel people, but I'd like to keep that just between them and us. And then basically when I've had a chance to work with him, you can't do anything in phase one except meet him, but for phase two and then mini camp and then OTAs, I'll have a better understanding and be able to say, hey, this is what I see now working with him. And so I kind of like to hold off on that. And it's like I've had a lot of players that have had come into my office and visited with me, and I've talked with a lot of guys on the phone. I've been really encouraged by them reaching out to me and wanting to visit, and we've had a lot of conversations. But like that, I told them that I wanted them to be honest with me, and so with that honesty comes having some confidentiality with that, so that they'll continue to be honest with me. But I can't say one thing. They've been very positive and very enthusiastic, and I'm looking forward to getting them in the room and working with them.
With that said, can you at least talk about the transition from the left side to the right side and what some of the things are he's going to have to relearn?
The left side to the right side, I don't think the assignments are that tough, but it might not be quite as hard, but it would be like I golf right-handed. If all of a sudden I have to go golf left-handed, it's going to be a while. And so the foot, he's been playing left tackle for a long time, played it in college, and I remember we had a pre-draft visit with him. I met him at the combine years ago. Good solid left tackle. So the footwork's going to be different. Everything is going to be just the opposite. And he's a good enough athlete that he's going to be able to adjust all that. But it's like anything. You're writing, all of a sudden, you guys all got to write left-handed. You can do it, but it takes some time to adjust. So there has to be a patience on the learning curve, but I think, the better the athlete, the easier the transition, and he is a good athlete.
He's an interesting case, too. I guess he's going into his fourth year, but he's still really young. Because of his age, does that make him a bit of a blank slate at all, or does the experience, does that make it harder to teach
him? Well, it depends. Until you actually get your hands on somebody and work with them, nobody's a real blank tape. He's had high school coach, he's had a college coach, he's had two coaches here since he's been here at the Giants. So everybody has different ways. So when sometimes you have to erase the tape before you can record. Sometimes you can't just re-record over top of it. So they'll take some time to get him doing some things the way we want him to be done. But I know both of his offensive line coaches that he's had in the past. I've known them for a long time, and they were very experienced, very highly thought of coaches in this league. And I know things that they teach are fundamentally sound.
One of the things that Flats and Frank both did was they stressed versatility. Do you want all your linemen to be able to play all the positions?
No, I don't think you can do that. I think what has to happen for me is, if you're a starter, you play one position because you need to focus on that one position. But then if you're number 6, 7, 8, 9, you've got to have some versatility. If you're a one-hole player, you can't play in this league. And so you need to be able to provide depth. And you only dress 7, sometimes 8, usually 7. You've got to have be able to play multiple positions. The one thing that I do expect, though, is I expect the guys to be very conceptual. I don't expect them just to depend upon the center to tell them what to do every play. I expect all the players to know what everybody else is doing mentally. I don't know how you can be a good tackle and not know what the guard's doing, or being a good guard and not know what the center's doing. You got to be conceptual and understand what everybody else is doing. But to have to go out and practice and perform and play at such a high level, I don't think you can you can play at more than one position. Now, there is times when, you know, long term, say you're playing right tackle and the left tackle gets hurt and it's going to be a month. Sometimes that guy has to swing over and another guy has to fill in because that's the best combination. You're always looking for the best five. You want to try to get the best five players on the field. And as long as I've been involved in football, the best five, the best players are the players that play the best. I mean, that's kind of how it is. We all sit in the same room. We all watch the same tape. We all know who the best players are. And so get the best players on the field in the right situation and go from there. That's when you have good morale.
Speaking of center, Brett Jones, right now at least, looks like he's going to be in the lead for the starting position. Have you done much on him, and what kind of leap has he taken from, you know, I guess earlier film to what you saw?
You know, I looked at him a little bit on tape, and again, like I said, I'm not going to critique him until I've had a chance to work with him, but I do know I've spoken with him a lot of times on the phone. He's actually up in Canada doing some academic work right now, and he's actually on his way down here, I believe, tomorrow. And, you know, the one thing I do, you like the energy he plays with on tape. He plays with energy, plays with toughness. He's a smart guy. And so that goes a long way at that center position. And so, again, he's anxious to get in the room and learn the system. I'm anxious to work with him. And from what I've seen, he's a very interesting prospect. And I think he's got some good upside.
Are energy and toughness characteristics you want on the line?
You better believe it. It all starts with that. The one thing that'll never change with about football, even back when they didn't have a face mask on a helmet, it's about toughness. So the things that we're going to stress up front, I know the things that we're going to stress in this entire team, but I know we're going to stress up front: toughness, dependability, competitiveness. Those things are the most fundamental things, especially in offensive line play. There are a lot of guys, and a lot of guys in this league with talent, not making. It's talent combined with all those other factors that come involved. You know, are guys conceptual thinkers? Are they dependable? Do they got great work ethic? Do they do more than what's asked? You know, are they self-motivated? Are they self-disciplined? You know, all those things are fundamental to being an offensive lineman. Offensive line is a hard position to play. It's the most unnatural position to play in any pro sport. And you're asking guys that are playing a tough position to go against guys that are, I tell them all the time, they're guys better athletes than you, because if they weren't, you'd be sitting in somebody else's meeting room instead of my meeting room. You'd be playing in a defensive line meeting room. So we've got to be fundamentally sound. We're going to be technique-based, fundamentally sound, not overcomplicate the situation, and you go out there and you play competitive, tough football on Sunday. That's how you play. That's how you win. The guys that I've coached in the past have been great players. One thing they all have in common, they've been tough, 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 tough. And that's the cloth I'm cut out of.